JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 48, The Rise of Reform.
The ideas of Enlightenment reached every corner of the world. The Enlightenment was the father of the American Revolution, where many of the founding fathers were deists and not really pious religious believers. And the Enlightenment in Germany reached the Jewish world, and it affected them greatly. And therefore, German Jewry looked for a Judaism that somehow would fit these new values and would fit German society. The fact that there was now an edict of tolerance that allowed Jews to attend universities and to have other privileges in Germany also contributed to these ideas. And therefore, the Reform movement began in Germany in the late 1700s. In 1803, the first Reformed temple in Hamburg was established. The founder was Abraham Geiger. And Reformed Judaism, in effect, said as follows: we're never going back to the land of Israel. Forget that. Berlin is our Jerusalem. We are not going to speak Hebrew. We're going to speak German. We're not going to have our Sabbath on Saturday. We're going to have it on Sunday. We're going to be Jews, but really we're going to be Germans first. In effect, we're going to be Germans of the Mosaic persuasion. That was their phrase. And we're going to do away with everything that separates us from other Jews and from the Germans. We don't have to eat kosher. We don't have any of the restrictions. We can do what we wish. Now, Reformed Judaism saw itself as a salvation for Jewry. Yet in the 19th century, over 250,000 Jews in Germany and Central Europe converted to Christianity, because Reformed Judaism became at that time a conduit leading from being a Jew to being a German or an Austrian to being someone of the world, no longer being bound to Judaism. This Reformed Judaism changed the entire nature of the Jewish world. And I must say that this Reformed Judaism in its original form no longer exists anywhere in the Jewish world today. The Reformed Judaism today is far different than the Reformed Judaism that existed then. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.